the GWA performers, writers, ramble fappers, and improvers, we have all had days where we feel inadequate or that we feel like we're not good enough. We tend to be our own worst enemies, tearing ourselves down. And when we get one bad comment out of 100 good ones, we tend to hold on to this bad one like an old penny. I wanted to write something and to say something for you all, for each of you amazingly talented people. Each one of you are unique and special and deserving of praise. You each bring something different to each performance. Each person has a different style of writing and performing, be it a different accent, a different tone, a raspy voice, a sweet and sultry voice, or a deep voice. You are all worthy of positive feedback. I get that not everything is for everyone, and that is completely fine. But to let one negative comment stop you from enjoying the world of Reddit and GWA, well, that's the real tragedy. The fact is, if you give up now, no one will get to witness your power, your voice, and your style. I guess I was a little upset and tired to hear that so many of you don't think you are good enough, that so many of you do get upset or feel like maybe you're not supposed to be here or that your work isn't good enough. Well, I'm here to tell you, it is good enough and it does deserve to be out there. So when you feel like you're bringing yourself down and when you hear that little voice inside your head telling you you're not good enough, remember, it's lying. You have listeners for a reason. You have fan base for a reason. Do you really think people will follow you if they didn't enjoy your stuff? No, I don't think so. So I write and I speak to you all now to say thank you for creating. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for performing. And thank you for being you. I address the writers of GWA. You creatively let people into your darkest and sexiest parts of your imagination. You allow yourself to be vulnerable, exposed, open. You allow people the space to act out in a safe place, a fantasy that they would otherwise not have the courage to do so. So remember, you are the backbone to a performer. You provide encouragement and support. You open doors to other worlds and beyond. So if someone downvotes a script, please don't allow it to stop you from creating that beautiful imaginative brain of yours and creating something inspirational. You inspire me to write better, to learn from all of you. Remember, writers, you are the foundation to a lot of performers' work, and we always appreciate your feedback and encouragement. So here's me paying it forward and offering you words of encouragement. So writers, go forth and go create your magic. And remember what a truly inspirational person you are. Each and every one of you, and I, and many others believe in you. If you are thinking about taking up script writing, then please do it. I believe in all of you. You can do anything you put your minds to. Open up that mind of yours and unlock that true talent and untapped power. I will be sure to keep my eye out for you. Performers, improvers, ramble vappers, you have each a unique style, be it the sound of your voice or the accent you have. You each are very different in many ways. Too often I've heard people say that because a script offer has been filled by another performer, then they don't feel good enough to do it. And that upsets me a little. I mean, you are all different and you each bring different styles and different accents. And you each make an old script new again. And I always write as a writer, enjoy hearing each beautiful different take on each script, individual styles and accents. So please do not believe the negative comments. I understand that it can be hard to do so, but you are worth more than a shitty comment dragging you down. You are putting yourself out there, providing comfort, orgasms, and sometimes even helping someone that's struggling in this great big lonely world. It might seem like I'm ranting a little, but I wanted to provide you with some clarity when you lose it and I'm not perfect. And they are days I struggle too with imposter syndrome. We are our own worst critics, pulling ourselves down and telling ourselves we are not good enough, that someone's always better. But we do need to learn to be kinder to ourselves, to actually take a look around at the amazing, wonderful support we get from both our listeners and our friends. So please try to remember that when you are feeling low, unapprehensive, or just like you are questioning if you are doing a good job. And please come back here and listen to me say, you already are doing a good job. You are amazing, talented, and are doing such an amazing job. It breaks my empathetic heart to hear when you each put yourself down and you don't feel good enough. Because in my eyes, you are. Each and every single one of you are amazing, kind, and most of all, worth it. So I guess I want you to do something for me, please. Place your hand on your chest. Look in the mirror and tell yourself, I am brave for sharing my vulnerability. And tell yourself, I am worth it. And I have so much to offer. And then I want you to feel your heart beating. Do you feel it? It is beating because you have a purpose, a reason, and you also have a voice and a mind. Use it well and you will realise your true potential. Each day will get a little easier and it will get better. But just keep being the magic that is you. Remember, no one else can be you. So go out there and show the world what you can do. I hope these words didn't bore you much and I hope it provides you comfort and clarity that we all suffer from being harsh on ourselves. But always remember, I believe in you and so does the rest of the GWA community. So get out of your notepads and turn on your microphones. And remember just to have fun. Enjoy it, write it, perform it, fap it, and most of all, believe in it. Your work is good enough and so are you. If you are doing something you enjoy, then trust me, it will show. Anyway, this is you/Tolia1989, or as I go by, Before Sunsets. So go be the shining light in this world needs during some of its darkest, loneliest days. And remember, you too can be a positive light. Thank you all for taking the time to listen to me. I hope the rest of your day goes smoothly and all the kisses and virtual hugs from me. And for all the good boys and girls, head pats all around. This is T, over and out.